Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I quit my job about a week ago. Told him that I need some time.
I don't need any more time. I'm ready to go. 33 after the hour, speaking of time. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the air. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny's monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm looking at a picture of the SS United States. Who knows what this ship is? Anybody know the story of the SS United States?
I don't.
No.
Ever been? No. If you don't know the story, then you've probably never been on the SS United States. It was originally the SS France. And this ship, which for many, when it first was built right after World War II, sort of looked like the Titanic.
Oh, yeah, it sure does.
And if you look at it now, it's a rust bucket. It's been sitting in a one of those, what do you call it? It's not a dry dock, but it's in a dock off the main straightaway, if you will. I believe it's in Philadelphia, or it may
looks
be.
Looks like it's, that's where it is. Yeah,
I think it's in Philadelphia. It's been sitting there for a long time. The scrappers want to cut it up. The only reason it hasn't been cut up is because scrap is so low. Right now, it was at $340 a ton. It's now down to less than $100 a ton. So it's not worth it to take something like this. And you see a lot of these ships around. But there's something about the magic. I was on this ship once, and it made me... I was on the Norway. We used to do a cruise. Roberta and I did a cruise on the Norway, I don't know, God, almost 20 years ago, I think, around the
Caribbean.
Back
when all the good stuff used to happen before we got here.
Yeah, before you got here.
Never cruised anything except for Sunland Boulevard with you, Dougie.
Well, maybe we should go back to doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's not my story, though. This preservationist group that formed called the USS United States Conservancy has saved the ship from being scrapped. Its members are still working with a developer to take the ship and make it a big real estate development in New York City. That was her port. Can you imagine how wonderful that would be? How many of you ever been on the Queen Mary, which is in Long Beach?
Sure.
Oh, my God. What a wonderful experience that is. And to think they could do the same thing with a ship like this is nothing but magic. They don't have enough money. But they're looking for money. They ought to do a crowdfund or something. I don't know what they got to do. But when you look at pictures of this, Richie just went to look at the pictures. It's a disgrace. But we're all I'm thankful that it hasn't been chopped up yet. I'm looking at pictures of it now and then what it looked like when it was first built. Magnificent ship. And I think that there are so many great craftsmen around these days that can work and recreate this ship so that it looks and feels just like the magic it had when it was first on the open seas in the early 50s. Don't you think things like this are worthwhile? Really and truly. Tell me that you, I mean, it's not the most important thing in the world, but yet it is. There's something about tradition in America
that's
been swept away by whether it's the consciousness of computers or whether it's just people kind of lose the leadership we have
now. It's
has
scrap,
no sense.
It's scrap metal.
Yeah, it is scrap metal. But are you being
recycle
a wise guy?
Recycle it.
Oh, okay, Rich, there he is. Mr. Devil's Advocate, very much.
Devil's Advocate?
Yeah, you are.
I need more soda cans.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
How many soda cans could that thing make?
Hmm.
Yep, probably a lot of other things, bumpers for cars or whatever. Okay.
It could make more Toyota trucks for ISIS.
Yeah, for ISIS, yeah. Send those puppies right over there. There's a curiosity. I had this question yesterday. I never asked it on the air. It's sort of one of those who cares things, like Jennifer goes nuts when I say to her, sometimes she does a story, who cares?
Who cares?
So that's kind of what I felt about this data transfer agreement. The EU, European Union, has had a deal with the big companies, Google and Apple and Facebook, for years. And whenever somebody does a web search or somebody goes on Facebook in Paris or London or Hamburg or wherever they go, the information, the data, transfers back to U.S. servers. And that's how it's been. So I figured, okay, who cares? It didn't affect me any. I'm not European. So then the... Why are you laughing?
I'm not European.
Well, I'm not. Who cares about that? Why should we have a big thing? Excuse me. But what's happened, if you go to Snowden in his history, when he let everybody know that the government accessed this data at Facebook and Apple and Google, the people in Europe now have started thinking about this, and they decided these data transfers are not good because they leave citizens in Europe vulnerable to the NSA. They don't want the NSA snooping into their phone calls and their emails. So that's why they've said, sorry. They didn't say sorry. They just said, this is over. You can't. We're not going to do this anymore. You want to do business in Europe with Europeans? Then you'll set it up so that we collect the data here and have it. We do not want it being a target of the NSA. And I thought to myself, you know, that's something we've said over here. I've said it. I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't agree with them because they want the same thing that I want. I want the NSA the hell out of me and my business. What business does the NSA have of getting access to all of these sorts of things with Europeans? They have no access. They have no jurisdiction. Yet they're snooping around. How do you think they got Mrs. Merkel's what she's fixing for dinner story? And if, in fact, this had changed before they were snooping around Mrs. Merkel, then they wouldn't know what she was serving for dinner or whatever else they're listening to. I think this makes nothing but sense. Agree or disagree?
I'm on board.
Agree.
All right. Kenny's always the last to jump in on the bandwagon.
He thinks about his answers.
Yes, he does think. So got to use his gut a little bit more. All right. Anyway, so that's what
it's
I
worked so well for
that.
You and I.
What, using our gut?
Yeah.
Being an emotional thinker
not
always
thinking about
works
things,
well.
Right, yeah.
Well, but I mean, I didn't think about yesterday this time when I talked about this, who cares? And then it started looking and thinking, and this is the privacy issue once again. Personal data needs to be handled with much more care. The big tech companies don't give a damn about you.
Well, yes, they do. They just want to. They want to use you. Is what they want to do. They
right.
totally care about you. They want access to everything about you.
Yeah, well.
Because they can make money.
And by the way, that's what tipped them off. The Europeans start getting all these ads, and they're sort of for American products. But the ads apply to whatever it is that they've been searching for, whatever vehicle they're using to search, Google or Yahoo or whatever. So I'm glad they're fixing it and addressing it. All right, we're going to have a happy birthday celebration here in a minute, are we not?
Oh, is it my birthday again?
No.
Oh.
But happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I thought your birthday was in December.
Well, that's right, it is.
And Jennifer's is February, right?
Yes, actually.
And Kenny's is August.
Yep.
Right? See,
and
I got them all
what?
Right.
Yours is next month.
Yeah.
You're next, that's buddy.
True. I'm next.
So if it's none of us, whose is it?
It must be. Da-da-da-da. We'll reveal the secret of whose birthday it is in a moment. Here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Photo Goo. Would you pay $3 to stretch and squish your friends' faces?
Are you some kind of moron?
I didn't think so. Photo Goo. Struck out. Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-679-MYTV. Get all your favorite channels in digital quality. Four-room packages as low as $19.99. Call 888-679-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He's one of the most successful basketball players of all time. He's won 5 NBA championships and 2 Olympic gold medals.
An athletic trainer from the 2012 Olympic basketball team shared just how hard this player works to stay on top.
Kobe Bryant started his conditioning work around 4:30 in the morning, ran until 6, lifted weights from 6 to 7, and proceeded to make 800 jump shots by 11 a.m.
Then it was time for the Team USA practice to start.
His goal is to make jump shots. He works hard to achieve that goal.
What will make you stand out in your game?
Practice it with purpose. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
It worked for bad luck, I have no luck at all.
And Dr. Buff here, so is bad luck more prevalent than good luck? Well, you've got a 1 in 99 chance of hearing from the IRS and a 1 in 75 chance of being injured in a car wreck, but lady luck might work in your favor if you just change one little thing. Here's the science of it. Called the Zygarnik effect, it means that humans are pre-wired to dwell on things uncompleted, wishes unfulfilled, or unlucky breaks. We dwell on the bad things more than we think about the good things that have happened to us. What's the chief psychological trick? Dwelling on past failures while a natural brain phenomenon makes it seem that all you have is bad luck. It's smarter, much smarter, to plan for future successes than to dwell on those horrible past failures. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 1985 NHL Rookie of the Year played an amazing 26 seasons, racking up nearly 1,500 games. He's a three-time winner of the Norris Trophy, and he's proudly hoisted the Stanley Cup three times.
A rink-wide pass. Here's Chelios out of the penalty box. He scores!
So where is Chris Chelios now? Chris finally hung up his skates in August of 2010, but the very same day he retired, the Detroit Red Wings announced they had hired Chris to work in the front office as the advisor to hockey operations. Chris helps to develop the Red Wings' defensive prospects from the minors.
Now Chelios, a shot blocked by that. Back to Chelios. He shoots! He scores! Chris Chelios!
Not bad for a guy who played until he was 47. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
All right, now 44 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has the best medical newsletter that I have ever read. I like reading it every week. The Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, you can sign up for it at drhoffman.com. Today's a special day because it's Dr. Ron's birthday. I'm not going to be classless.
Do you know what else it is, Doug? Do you know what else it is, Doug?
What else is it?
It is Putin's birthday. We're actually born on exactly the same date.
Really?
10/7/1952. Both of us turned 63.
I'm not wishing him a bastard happy birthday.
My son's birthday is April 21st, and Hitler's birthday is April 20th. That was close.
Let's keep moving on that one. All right, so there's new cause for concern for cardiac patients. Doctors have discovered a potential problem involving implanted heart valves. They don't always open and close properly, possibly because a blood clot has formed that could raise the risk of a stroke. I wonder, when you see patients who have problems, you're a general practitioner in a sense, right? Would you consider yourself a general?
Yep.
So when people have heart problems, whatever you discover with your patients that may be a problem, how do you decide where to send them for specialists? How does a doctor like you, who's a generalist, find the right people to send his patients to for the next step?
Well, part of the problem is that, you know, the problem you illustrate is an example of people going to the best, most advanced high-tech institutions to get the most advanced therapies that have gone awry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in a sense, high-level specialty care can be fraught with peril. So here in New York, we're very fortunate, or perhaps not so fortunate. I'm very close to what's called Bedpan Alley, which is, you know, 2nd Avenue, 1st Avenue here in New York. We have about 6 or 7 major university hospital centers. You know, take your pick or ultimately take your chances.
So do you, though, direct people? Do you have a favorite place to send somebody if there's a cardiac problem or a pulmonary problem or a problem with bones and joints and that kind of stuff? Do you normally?
Well, not really.
Because you're an independent.
I actually find that at a certain level, experts are sort of interchangeable parts. What I look for in a referral is a patient, is a doctor who's willing to work with me on a level where, you know, I use natural therapies, I use vitamin supplements, I use diet, and at least I don't want them to spurn that and poo-poo that and say, oh, you know, that's ridiculous, that's old-fashioned, that's quackery. At least I want an openness to that perspective. So most of these doctors, they're up to snuff on how...
They have to be, right? Is that me or you, Richie? What happened?
That's Dr. Ron, I believe, so...
Uh-oh. All right, well, that was sort of an unceremonious way to...
Happy birthday.
...conversation with him.
Mercury's still in retrograde?
Yes,
wow.
Today's the last day of Mercury being in retrograde for the last time this year. So that's too bad because I was in the middle of... I had something that was pretty... Well, I mean, I think all this stuff is important. I was really interested in talking about calcium in bones and stuff because he's big on that, and big in terms of supplementation. So anyway, wish him a happy birthday and thought... and indeed, you can send him an email at drhoffman.com. Wish him a happy birthday, Ron Hoffman, on Good Day. All right, Jen.
Dougie.
Let's talk for a minute about the world of television. There's a Dateline special that's going to air. It's got to be fairly soon, right? On Bill Cosby with the accusers. All 27 of them are going to be on this show that'll air, I think, Friday.
Yeah, that's the rumor. They're all getting together. This should be a tough one for Bill Cosby. His ears will definitely be burning, and this comes on the heels of possible charges that he's facing in Los Angeles over that woman that lawyered up with Gloria Allred, who had some charges against Bill Cosby that she woke up with him sucking on her toes.
Great.
At the Playboy Mansion. So interesting. If 27 women, if you've been following this story, will sit down with NBC on Friday at 9. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be tough. I think that's going to be tough to watch. Also going on today, ABC Family has been struggling to find an identity for itself. It says it's a family channel, but yet when you watch it, some of the content isn't always so family oriented. Well, now they've decided to attract more young people by changing the name of their network to something called Freeform.
Yeah, who cares?
What is that? I mean,
I don't know. Let's talk about Jay Leno and his new show. He was on the Tonight Show last night.
Who cares today?
I know. But do you care? Honestly, do you care?
Oh, I think it's interesting to watch. No, I don't care.
Okay.
Watch how people market. Yeah, this is a good story today. Jay Leno is back on TV. He's doing Jay Leno's Garage, and he's got famous friends coming to his TV show like Francis fun. Ford Coppola, Lawrence Fishburne. It airs on CNBC.
Looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you like Jay Leno, you can check him out.